Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
On today's program with Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, our very special guest, we're going to address the issue of the spiritual component. Is there a broader issue that we should be considering and open our eyes to? We need to see this from God's perspective. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me here on Faith and Freedom is Holly Mead. Dr. Zelenko, welcome to Faith and Freedom. Let's address, we've done many of these different aspects, the specifics about the spiritual component. Is there a broader issue at stake here?
So thanks again for having me. Yeah, it's a war against God. And what I mean by that is that there are two systems of thought that cannot coexist anymore. One is that God is our creator. Happy birthday, because he's making us every second from nothing. So it's a chronic process of recreation, ex nihilo. And we're made in his image. If we're made in his image, our lives have sanctity. If our lives have sanctity, we have human rights, and it's not in the realm of another human being to decide how many of us belong on the planet and how long we should live. That's one system. The other system is the Darwin survival of the fittest and Galton's eugenics approach, which basically says that there's a genetic hierarchy, dominance hierarchy, and that the people at the top of that dominance hierarchy who are best adapted to, for survival, are the ones that could dictate what happens to the people lower on that hierarchy. So that inevitably devolves into three categories of people: the Übermensch, the superhuman, or like Kant would call the Superman. And that's what the superhuman, and then the Mensch, the human, and the Untermensch, the subhuman. Now, this sounds like a fairy tale, except that it killed 200 million people 80 years ago, because he had the Nazi ideology was that they were superhumans, descendants from Nordic gods, and therefore the Aryans were on top of the dominance hierarchy and then could dictate what happens to everyone else. So the humans, the Mensch, were the Anglo-Saxons, the Europeans, who were meant to be enslaved to serve the superhumans, and the Untermensch, the subhumans, which I belong to, with the Jews, the Gypsies, the Slavs, the handicapped, the political prisoners, all those were meant to be vaporized into dust in crematoriums. And personally, I had 40 relatives buried alive in near Kiev in a place called Babi Yar. So this is very real. And if people think that this ideology went away, they're mistaken. It then went to maybe dormant and to sleep for a few decades, and now it's resurfaced. And it's resurfaced in a very interesting way. It's not anti-Semitic, in my opinion. It's more of a group of what they consider themselves as evolved intellectuals. I consider them devolved pagans. But they consider themselves as illuminated people that have higher levels of consciousness, and therefore they feel entitled to make statements like in 2015, Bill Gates at a TED lecture said, in his opinion, the world population needs to be reduced by 15%. Now, who says that? A sociopath, someone who's a wannabe deity, someone who actually feels entitled to dictate how many human beings should live on this planet. You know, I have a joke, it's not a joke, but the whole world is suffering because Bill Gates couldn't find a girlfriend in high school. But yeah, he's taking out his anger on humanity by trying to kill people. And in 2020, the same Bill Gates said that 7 billion people must be vaccinated. So first question is, why would I want to take a vaccine from someone for my health? I mean, a vaccine for my health, from someone who's advocating for the decrease in the world population. I mean, you have to be a in a mass psychosis to accept that argument. So these people who are these devolved pagans on top really feel entitled to make policies that will reduce lifespan and will reduce the number of people on the planet. And so this is a direct affront to God. This is a war for God consciousness. These people want to take and use fear and use isolation as psychological tactics to psychiatrically decompensate people to a place where they're open to do completely irrational, and they become very gullible and they do irrational things, like take a poison death liquid that has no safety, doesn't work, and is completely medically unnecessary, and yet people are running to do it. And something you mentioned last time, which I disagree with, is no one's being forced. You see, you can be coerced, you could be pressured, but ultimately it's a decision of the individual. And I recommend, do not sacrifice your precious future for a few conveniences in the present. I rather sacrifice in the present so that I can maintain a future and my fertility and the fertility of my children and the lives of my children. So you have to keep perspective. This is a challenge from God. He is testing every single human being with the following question, in my opinion. He's saying, who are you going to bow down to? I know you're scared. I know there's uncertainty. Are you going to ask me to resolve your fears and to surround you with a cloud of glory of protection? Or, because I will, or are you going to run to the false god of this vaccine, of government, of sociopaths? Because if you do, if you choose to do that, then let's see how that works out for you, from your choice. Because ultimately, it's a human choice. And what I'm trying to do, and I've spent every ounce of my energy to do so, is to bring a counter narrative and another perspective to human beings so that they could make a choice that's based on accurate information. I will not make that choice for them, nor should I. Ultimately, every person is responsible for their relationship with God. And I personally believe that I will submit to the will of God, and I would rather die standing with my faith intact than live on my knees bowing down to false gods.
And so for those of you who are facing this, because we are getting inundated more than any other time in our history since 1981 with calls from people, literally some people crying on the phone, weeping because their job of 20 or 30 years is being jeopardized. They said, if you don't get the shot, you'll be terminated within the next few weeks. Students, people in the military that signed up after 9/11 to fight for this country are being told, if you don't get the shot, you will be court-martialed and dishonorably discharged. Stand your post, stand your ground, and make the same choice that Daniel did. Dr. Zelenko, in terms of this issue, it is a worldview issue. And, you know, in that TED Talk where he says you need to reduce the population by 15%, one of the ways he mentions, ironically, interestingly, is he mentions vaccines mm-hmm. as well, to vaccinate everybody on the planet. He mentions reproductive care, health, which is abortion, aborting children made in the image of God, and vaccines, and he mentions it in the same part one of a four-part plan to reduce carbon emissions down to zero, reducing the population. So what other spiritual insights that would you like to share? What are you seeing happen, and what are the final words that you want to say to our audience here that are listening over the next 30 seconds?
I have terminal cancer. You know, I should have statistically been dead 3.5 years ago. And I've never really been sure why God keeps me around. But at this point, it seems rather obvious, which is that I was thrust to be at the tip of the spear of a global crime, and was able to reverse engineer the mechanics of the worst crime in history. And I could tell you one thing, the only solution here is to stand your ground with faith, because only faith will protect you from the onslaught of such evil. And you'll see, I really believe, and I live with this every single day, that we all begin to die from the moment we're born. Okay, no one knows how long they're going to live. That's not relevant. It's not relevant how you're going to die. It's relevant how you live. And what you can do is control your thoughts, your speech, and your actions, and you can sanctify yourself and the world around you by giving glory to God and putting God's will first. and that will protect you. That's the best prophylaxis, in my opinion.
Amen. Thank you, Dr. Zelenko, for your amazing words and your insight. For more information on how to contact Dr. Zelenko, you can go to lc.org/vaccine. lc.org/vaccine. Scroll down to the treatment section.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.